Good afternoon, the Exotic Expert. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name's Steph. I am just calling because I've called around to lots of vets and finally figured out that exotic vets are probably where I'm supposed to be going. I've got a pet duck. Do you guys deal with ducks?
We do, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Every time I call someone, they're like, what? I've got a pet duck, and my duck was attacked by a snake 2 weeks ago, over 2 weeks ago, by a carpet python, so not a venomous one. But it did get bit on the head and the snake was wrapping around it, but my partner did get it off.
Yeah.
Anyways, my duck's fine. Like, it's been 2.5 weeks nearly, and she's like, she slept in the house with me for like 3 days.
Yeah.
She's like eating, drinking, happy, normal. But she's got like this like black, like all these black dots like around her beak. And
okay.
I'm just a bit concerned. And then I was Googling and like, cause I didn't think anything of it cause like she's so happy. So like obviously if she was disheveled and not eating and stuff like that, I'd be like, oh. But I'm just like looking at it, and then I did some Googling, and then some other lady had like posted about like that's a reaction after her duck got bitten by a snake. And I was like, fuck, okay. So I've been ringing around today trying to figure out if I should be like taking her to the vet or not, because I'm like, I just don't want her to be in like, if she's got something and like be dying from the inside out. Like, I feel like that's really cruel, but she seems fine. But
she might have an infection because snakes' mouths are full of...
dirty.
Yeah, they're foul.
Yeah.
So I'd be really worried that she's actually just, picked up an infection from the snake.
Yep.
It would be my advice to get her in, to get a vet to have a look at her, and potentially, you know, if she needs any antibiotics or anything, you know, start her off on that and see how she goes.
Yeah, I feel really bad, but I just didn't think, like, it's just... nothing happened. Like, she had a big black eye kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, where it bit, like, the top of her head... it's like there's two, like her feathers have gone black. Like, there's two black feathers, kind of like, it's so hard to explain. I've got a photo, but I just don't know if I am, like, being a lot, because I've never had a duck before.
Yeah, no, it's always better to be on the side of caution. And, yeah, especially given those changes that you've noticed. So, yeah, my advice, would be to get her in, get the vet to have a look at her and see what's going on. I'm fully booked until Saturday morning, though.
No, that's okay. Have you, as I said, she's happy, but I just want to double check.
She's eating and drinking and moving okay. She's not having any trouble breathing or anything like that. Like, obviously, without having a look at her, it's hard to sort of gauge the severity of it.
I know. When I Googled it and this other lady's thing came up, the only thing she said is, like, the black can, like, grow over, like, their little nose holes, like, on their beak and clog them. And apparently she said, like, you just have to, like, syringe them out. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Dr. Google over here.
It sounds
but
really
that's
bizarre.
The only thing I'm worried about. I don't know if that's a thing, but... I don't know if you've got, like, a phone I can text you a photo of and be like, hey,
I've got
like...
an email address if you want to email us through a photo.
Yeah, like, obviously I know it's hard to, like, diagnose and I don't expect that, but I just want to make sure, like, if she's in pain, I don't want to be waiting. Like,
of course.
That's fucking cruel.
Yeah,
if you email us
a photo, we can sort of gauge the severity and what sort of urgency as to when, like, how, you know, quickly she needs to get into a vet. Our email address is our name, so exotics, E-X-O-T-I-C-S.
E-X-O-T.
I-C-S.
Yep.
V-E-T.
Yep.
At mail.
Yep.
.com.
Do you just want me to put the subject as duck?
yeah, that's all good.
Okay, I will do that. And then, I know you guys are fully booked, but at least if you're like, no, like, you need to get her in.
And then I'd be able to also let you know of some other vets in the area that you'd be able to go to as well that are exotic, so that would look at ducks.
Yeah, I know, like, the photos I'm sending is, like, I'm trying to, like, get, like, I just basically, it's, like, just, like, her head. It's not the rest of her body, but it's only basically her face.
If
that makes sense. Do you need a photo of my three ducks so that, like, the lady can, like, see what it's supposed to look like, or she knows what a duck's
no,
like.
No, we'll know.
Sorry, it's such a weird thing.
No, you're all good. Not a problem at all.
I have never called out about my ducks before.
That's okay.
But I've sent that through, and then, yeah, if I didn't put my number or anything on there, sorry, I just sent it. Was I supposed to do that? My bad.
Do you want to just send a follow-up with your details on it so that way I can get back in contact with you, because it just hasn't come through as of yet. So if you want to send a follow-up.
No, that's okay. I will. Oh, it says it's sent now, but I will copy it and reply.
Otherwise, I'll just reply
to
the email and communicate through there. Alrighty.
All right, no worries. I was going to say, I'm the most untechnical person in the world. But, yes, if you can, yeah, even just email back through you and be like, hey, like, no, call me now. You need to get your duck in or not, just so I know that she's going to be okay.
Yeah, no, all good. All right, I will keep an eye out for that email.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Take care.
You too. Bye.